Awesome. So everybody, welcome back to Bouncing Back with Kristen and Jesus. This is going to be try two for episode one, because as I was listening to episode one, I was kind of thinking like maybe it was because we're rusty at this, but it sounded like we weren't quite on the same page when we were talking. So, try number two. And here I have a Kristen from According to Kristen. Say hi.
Hello.
Yeah. Like I was saying,
I know what
like,
you're talking about, by the way.
You don't know what I was, I'm talking about? Did you, as a kid, did you ever get a tape recorder and went with your friends and just thought, like, things we say are so awesome and so smart, and then you record it, and then all of a sudden you play it back, and you're like, what the hell were we on?
No.
That's kind of what it awesome. Sounded like last week.
No. Don't yes. be negative. It was fine. It was two friends having a conversation, Jesus. It was fine. I promise. Uh-huh.
I will send you the audio so you can listen to it. It sounded like we had never done this before in our lives.
Stop it.
I'm serious.
Whatever.
Like, I was trying so hard to like, okay, maybe if I cut this out, maybe if I cut that out.
Oh my God, were you on like an editing
huh?
mission? You were on an editing mission?
Yes, on Monday after we finished, I'm like, you know what, I hope it came out good. I'll edit it tomorrow morning. And then Tuesday came and I was listening to it. And I'm like, no, it can't be this bad. It just cannot be this bad.
Oh my God.
So then I spent all Tuesday and Wednesday trying to edit it to be somewhat coherent, and it just wasn't.
Did you post it?
I did not post it.
Yeah, oh my God, so stop this recording right now and restart it, and we'll do this one like if it's the first one.
No. This yes. is going to go on no, the way it is right now.
No. Do it. Jesus, do it. Nobody's going to listen to this shit. For real,
it was just
it.
Funny to me. No.
Do
we
it.
We are continuing on. No.
Oh my God.
We are going to recap a little bit of what we talked about, you know, like what's been keeping you busy is that whole kickball thing, which seemed to have helped you. But like, for people who don't know, what exactly were you doing with your whole kickball team?
So I signed up for a kickball league by my house. And basically every Wednesday night they have games and then you just get down to like a playoff, but like a whole Saturday full of games. That's basically what it is, but it's fun. And everyone drinks yeah. while they're playing.
Yeah. And it definitely sounded like it's something you needed in your life. Like what
yeah, because I'm meeting new people. Huh?
What did it fulfill for you?
I mean, I'm meeting new people. And it's like a lot of my friends are married and have kids, so they don't just have like free nights available. So like doing this, everyone's there doing the same thing, just having fun, laughing, talking shit. So it's nice.
Definitely. I agree with that. Like, yeah, I don't do that as often. I don't feel like I need it. Like people annoy the hell out of me. There was two people at work today who were just like, oh, God, why am I doing this like, type behavior? Like, yeah, no, I'm definitely not the retail type person.
I mean, the thing is, I'm like, I have anxiety with stuff like this. So like, I like being good at things. So I didn't really want to do this either. But I'm like, let me do something outside my comfort zone. And I ended up liking it. I mean, I'm still like, I suck at it, but I don't know, it's fun. everyone sucks at it.
Apparently, the guys in your league sounded like the girls were the ones who sucked the most at it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they said we were the sacrifice. Yeah. Whatever helps them feel better.
I agree. But yeah, like, as I was listening to this part in the last podcast, I realized, like, we went into a lot of, like, needless detail about it. I don't know. It seems like it was fun.
It was.
Yeah, I mean, other than that, you also, like, you've been actually going out more?
I mean, kind of. Uh-huh. It was mostly because I had the reunion, which was like 3 days worth of doing things, but uh-huh. I mean, not really. I've just been like, I've been walking a lot, like running, so
I'm trying to focus on that interesting stuff.
What? That I'm walking and running?
You posting about it, especially about that fountain. I had no idea that it wasn't working for a while.
Oh my God. Yeah, it wasn't working for months. And I'm like, hello, people. We pay you enough in rent and you're increasing us every year. Fix the damn fountain. It's like, because walking around the lake, I mean, it's still nice walking around there, but like with the fountain, the noise is relaxing. So it's like, when it wasn't working, it was kind of like depressing.
Yeah, but the funny part is, like, I check out your social media and, like, I've noticed you posting those pictures, but I never noticed that at some point
the fountain
stopped working.
Yeah, so you didn't see the thing floating in the middle with nothing coming out of it?
No, I was just like, wait, there was something there, and I had to go back and look at your
pictures. Oh, my God.
I don't know, your social media is pretty interesting to view every once in a while because you post a lot of random stuff, especially that concert you went to with your niece.
Oh, yeah.
That turned into a wet t-shirt contest for some reason.
Oh, my God. For some reason, it's because I'm in Miami, that's why. Yeah. It rains one minute, and then the next minute, it's perfectly fine.
Yeah. But yeah, so it was Big Time Rush, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so my coworker, who had no idea who Big Time Rush was, went to the concert here in LA.
Mm-hmm. And they like them now.
No, the only thing that they could tell me about the concert was that they all took off their shirts by the end of the concert.
Oh my God. And I'm surprised about that, because it was hot as hell at ours, and they didn't take their shirts off.
Well, it was like 83 degrees over here, so, yeah. And it's
rub
LA,
it in,
you know.
Jesus. Rub it in.
Yeah. But yeah, like, she had no idea who Big Time Rush was, and I'm like, wait, aren't they the Nickelodeon band? And they're like, maybe?
Yes.
That's yes, all I know are. About them. They're from Nickelodeon, that's it.
Oh my God. That's because that's what I told you.
Yeah. Yeah. Other than that, I wouldn't know who the hell they were.
Mm-mm.
Which, yeah, it just makes me feel older and older as I say stuff like that.
I mean, I used to watch it with Brianna. That's how I know who they are. Because she was like, I don't know if you ever heard of Naked Brothers Band.
No.
They were on Nickelodeon too, but they were like, it was like a fake band kind of thing. And then Big Time Rush came out and I was like, oh my God, another one, like this fake band crap. But like, they actually like, I guess, turned into an actual band. And their songs are like catchy. I mean, they're corny, but they're catchy.
Wait.
Yeah, we used to watch like all the time.
Are they the male version of the Cheetah Girls?
Kind of.
Wait, yeah, if interesting. I guess,
but
I
the show was funny. Like, it wasn't like a dramatic show. It was funny because they're like a bunch of hockey players that get discovered, and they go to they go to LA to be a band, but they're like trying to teach them how to be a band. I don't know. It's funny. It's funny because they hurt themselves all the time, and that shit is funny. Whatever. Well, that's listen, guess what I finally watched yesterday?
What did you finally watch?
The Black Phone.
Oh, that's actually a pretty good movie.
It was. I had to watch it during the day because I'm not a scary movie at night type of person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I watched, oh my God, what was that show on Netflix? Is it Haunting of Hill House? Yes. I watched that show and it was so good, but I watched it at night and then I'm in my 30s, all right? And I had to sleep with the damn light on for like a week because that bent neck lady scared the shit out of me.
Okay. I keep on hearing that from everybody I've ever talked to the show about. What is it about that bent neck lady? Because it didn't creep me out as much as it did most people.
Oh my God. No, it was. Because like I'm the type of person that sleeps in darkness. Like I can't have the TV on. Like I like it quiet and dark.
Uh-huh.
But in the show there was a part where like this bent neck lady was like standing at the edge of the bed and all you saw was like the silhouette.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can't, because you know I'm in the dark all the time. I don't want to look around and, like, think I see a damn silhouette of someone with their neck broken. That thing scared the shit out of me, for real. So I'm not a scary, watching scary stuff at night person. But I watched The Black Phone. It wasn't really scary.
It's intense,
but it was
though.
Good. Yeah, it is.
I think...
It's creepy.
What's his name? Ethan Hawke is amazing. I think just about every single horror movie I've seen with him in it is really good. There's just something about him.
Because he doesn't really like do much, but he just, I don't know, he does have that creep factor.
Kinda.
I liked it though.
Yeah. But yeah, like it's not a horror movie for sure, but it does have like a lot of scary elements just because like it seems like something that would actually happen in real life.
Yeah. And then like the thing with the mask, I mean the mask is creepy. And then like him sitting there watching the kid while he's sleeping, like I don't know, that shit is weird.
Yeah, I mean that's exactly what we consider like psychopaths to be like, right?
Yes. Like, and I discovered that Yes. I think I would survive a horror movie.
Yeah, I mean, the prudes always survive.
The what?
The prudes.
Did you just call me a prude?
Yeah.
I am not a prude, Jesus. I'm not a hoe, really? But I'm not a prude.
Okay.
Listen, it has nothing to do with whether or not you have sex in a movie, okay? It's they always have to show someone running up the damn stairs and then getting stuck. And then in this movie, the kid, am I allowed to say? People should have already seen it.
It's a spoiler. It's definitely a spoiler.
It's not really a spoiler. The kid gets out and he's like running on the sidewalk. And I'm like, hello, run behind the house. What are you doing on the sidewalk? The guy was in the van. The van can't go between the houses.
Yeah.
I'm like, you see, that kind of thinking would help me survive. I think I'd be good.
Okay, maybe.
And I'm not a prude.
And you're not a prude. I don't know about that one.
Listen. I think you're more of a prude than I am.
I'm more of a prude?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. Why do you think I'm a prude?
I don't know, Miss goes to bed at 8 p.m.? Yeah, that's not definitely not
something. What does that have to do? What does that have to do with being a prude or not?
It just does. Okay.
No,
God
you're
dang it.
Incorrect. Incorrect.
So, like, yeah, I've been out of work for a couple of hours now, and I'm like, you know, like, just been here, like, trying to relax a bit before starting our podcast. Zero messages. We start podcasting, and guess what? Like,
and now you're getting messages
every other 2 minutes. Really?
Yeah, my phone was just ringing, and I'm like, I called someone like a few minutes before we started recording, and now they call me back.
Great. Isn't that just the way things go? Like, people want your attention when you're busy.
I'm not always busy, though.
You're never busy.
Shut up. I knew it.
But is it a lie?
I mean, sometimes.
Sometimes.
I may not be doing fun stuff, but I might be busy. Walking around my lake with a broken fountain.
I still can't believe that fountain was broken. And I never noticed it.
Oh, I did.
So I got an interesting question the other day. And
what?
It's not the question that I've told you I constantly get. It's another question. But people are like, you hang around with your nephews too much. Like, what are you going to do once they stop wanting to, like, hang around you? And I know you have a niece, and you kind of gone through that already. Like, what do you do? Like, I was, like, totally caught off guard because I'm like, I don't know. Like, they're not everything I do, but I can see why you ask. So for you, what did you occupy your time with after your niece stopped wanting to hang around with you 24/7?
Listen, I'm still trying to figure that out. Because when she was born, I was told that I may not be able to have my own kids. So I was like, oh, I'll just do everything that I would do with my own, with my niece. So when people wanted to go out, if I was like watching her or something, I would be like, no, I'm with my niece. I'm doing stuff with my niece, whatever. And so we were like really attached to each other for a long, long time. And then I want to say once she got to like high school, she started breaking away a little bit. And I was like, well, I don't like this. Because like her friends all like me. Like they all know me. They like me. So I'm like, sometimes I don't feel old. So I'm like, I would go to the mall with you. Like, I would do stuff with you. I'm not like a parent. But yeah, she started college today.
Oh, and doesn't that make you feel old?
No. No.
Okay.
It makes me think she's old. But I feel like I'm not aging.
Okay, whatever makes
but,
you feel better.
Yeah, it does make me feel better. Let me live. But yeah, she usually now she'll just call me if she needs money. So that's what you have to look forward to. I'm like, can you call me to like watch a movie or something? Oh, she actually watched The Black Phone with me yesterday. But I'm like, can you call me and like watch a movie or something? Like, can you do something other than asking me to give you my card number?
That's funny. Like my nephews are still at that age where they're like, let's play Fortnite together, let's do this, let's do that. So yeah, I see that. But I'm also the type of person who is like, not today, not right now, like let's you know, let's space this stuff out so you don't get tired of me too soon.
Yeah, but enjoy it now while you can, because at some point that is going to change. And it sucks.
Know, it has changed a lot because so where I work now, my nephew used to go for the after school programs there, and because he had like minor anxiety being there on his own, his parents would be like, oh, can you go with him? And I'm like, sure, why not? So you know, since we've also coached soccer for like since he was like six, all the kids knew me. So the kids would be like, can you help with this? And I'd be like, sure. And like the director of the program was like, you're really good with kids. Like, would you like a job?
Yeah.
So I'm like, sure, why not? Like, I'm here anyways. Might as well get paid for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like my nephew started getting tired of being in the program. And they're like, can you just stay on? Because these kids really like you. And you're like, you're really helpful with them. And I'm like, yeah, I guess. So yeah, like I stayed there and my nephew left, which was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like little by little, like all these kids are like really like opening up, and like it's very interesting to see them grow up.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's how I feel all... with my niece's friends too.
Yeah. Isn't it weird? And then like they talk to you like you're one of their friends, and I'm like, I'm not a friend. Like maybe some of the stuff you shouldn't be telling me.
It's funny you say that, because the other day I posted something on my story, something about having anxiety or whatever, like trying to get past feeling anxious, whatever. And one of Brianna's friends messaged me and she was like, oh my God, thank you for posting this. I needed to see this today. So I asked her if everything was okay. Cause you know, I've known these kids since they were in kindergarten.
Yeah.
So she was like, she has a boyfriend that she's been with for a few years, and now they're going to different colleges, like in the same state, but just a little, like an hour away. And she was like saying that she feels anxious and that her family tells her she's being dramatic. And I'm like, listen, if there's anything I've learned about having anxiety, it's that you are entitled to feel how you feel, and you're not being dramatic. It's just how you feel. So she was like, I don't know. She was talking to me about all this stuff, and I was like, it's so weird. Like, cause before they would talk to you about like little kid things. Now they're,
yeah.
I mean, they're all almost 19.
So no, like, it's funny because
the conversations like, change.
Yeah, no, I mean the kids that are in the program that I run, it's like the oldest one I want to say is 13, 14, mm-hmm. and they're talking about having like multiple girlfriends at the same time. Like, whoa. I'm like, please, like I don't want to be having to talk to your parents about stuff like this.
No, you have to tell them. That's not right. You don't do that.
No, but apparently all these girls know that they're with the same guy.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, wow. Like, things have really changed since I was in middle school.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's super funny to listen to some of their conversations and some of the stuff that they want to talk about. Yeah.
Or like that you overhear them talking to each other about.
Yeah,
I mean, think no one's listening.
So these kids are like way too comfortable with me at points. So they'll come up with and be like, look at this meme. And I'm like, what? Why would I care about memes like these? Like, there was like the duck song. I don't know if you know the duck song.
Mm-mm.
No, we're going to look it up later for you. I'll send it to you. Because it's like, I don't understand why this song is so popular other than it's catchy.
I mean, don't you remember What Does the Fox Say?
Yeah, but I was never into that song.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Who the hell would listen to that? Like, but it was catchy and it was everywhere.
It was funny because I can't remember. One of my nephews was like, what does the fox say? And I'm like, ask Siri. And Siri was like, this is the what a fox sounds like. I'm like, there you go.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But yeah, like, it's interesting. And I had never had that question asked of me. Like, what am I going to do once the nephews don't want to hang out? I'm like, I don't know. I have friends. I can do stuff.
I have friends too. I have friends too, but I don't know. It was a weird transition. Because like they all have their families, so they can't get rid of their kids. And here I'm like, I just like helped raise this kid for the past 18 years. And now the little brat is like, yeah, I'm going to do stuff with my friends. And I'm like, hello.
It explains why she became a brat.
I know. She's cool though.
Oh, you know, you spoiled her like crazy.
I did, but not like her being at the store throwing a tantrum and I give her what she wants. Not that kind of spoiled. But I took her to concerts from when she was little.
Yeah.
Did a lot of stuff with her.
So how young was her first concert?
I think she was 6. I think we took her to Jonas Brothers was the first concert. I think she was 6. And I was like, oh, I don't know if she's going to like it because she doesn't really like loud stuff. And then, you know, you go to a concert, that shit is loud. And it's the biggest indoor place that she's ever been with that many people. So I'm like, oh my God, I don't know if she's going to like it. But I went with my best friend and her 2 kids and her nephew. Those 3 kids wanted to leave. And Brianna was there like, she wanted to stay. So they went out to the car. And me and her stayed in the concert until it was done.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's how it started. Wow. Now she's a concert monster.
I'm there with her. I mean, my coworkers and I have started like doing these team bonding activities. So we were at a concert and we were looking to see what the next concert we were going to go to is.
You were at the concert looking for another one?
Yeah. And it was a great concert. I mean, it was Third Eye Blind and we had good seats and they're from LA. It was their 25th anniversary. They did like 2 hours straight of performing. So yeah, great concert. It wasn't like we were bored at the concert. We were just like, what's the next one?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things to do. It sucks though that it's so expensive. I have like a ticket stub from an NSYNC concert when I was in high school and it was like $45 for the lower level. And I'm like, you can't find that. Like, you can't even find that in the nosebleed section.
No, I mean, Red Hot Chili Peppers just performed in LA and the nosebleed, which is like the 500th rows, were like $225. Like, really?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like, we could barely even hear it up there. And somebody actually paid $225 for that? Like, no.
What sucks too is like Ticketmaster does that verified fan thing, but it's like, as soon as you get in, everything is for resale. So it's like that verified fan thing is bullshit. I'm like,
it is.
It's so stupid.
Yeah. But once again, like, it's a business. Like, they have one, like, basically a monopoly on this. Like, what if you don't go through Ticketmaster, who the hell are you going to buy through?
I know, but they should have a cap on people reselling for a certain amount of money. Because what they resell those tickets for is stupid. Like,
yeah.
I get pissed off. Like, when Brianna was younger, I would get pissed off because I'm like, it's a concert for a kid, obviously. Because at that time, it was, I don't know, like Justin Bieber or something. But it's like, you're going to resell the tickets for $500. Like, now, what about these parents that have other kids and they don't have money to spend $500 on a ticket, but they can't get it through Ticketmaster at a regular price? I get trying to hustle and make money, but that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, there's, like you said, there should be some sort of cap. And I don't know. I guess artists do need to make their money, but like, there's other ways to like help artists out, you know?
Yeah, but the artist isn't getting that money. That's people buying tickets and reselling them for a certain amount of money. The artist doesn't get that. The person that bought the tickets does.
True. I don't know. There needs to be something that should be done for that. I mean, some people just buy tickets to resell them and that's it.
The other day, Brianna went to go see Bad Bunny down here. And I'm like, the tickets that I got for her were like $300, but it was a side view. And I'm like, Brianna, it's a side view. Like, you're not even going to be able to see him. Yeah. But it was in the 15th row. And the seats were not that bad. Because, I mean, I know how to, you know, find the best seats. But it wasn't even a resale ticket. It was from Ticketmaster, $320 for a ticket on a side view.
Yeah. I mean, here in LA, when Bad Bunny was here, like, somebody bought a ticket for $15,000.
Mm-mm.
And it wasn't, like, front row or, like, that or anything like that. It was, like,
no, that's ridiculous. If I'm paying, if I'm paying a thousand, even $1,000 for a damn ticket, I better be meeting Bad Bunny.
Good luck with that.
Exactly. Oh, that's the other thing. I've been listening to his album when I'm walking.
Yeah.
This past week, that's what I've been listening to, is his album. Yeah.
Like, my coworkers are trying to make me listen to Bad Bunny. I'm like, yeah, I don't know why. I just can't get into this music.
Why? Oh, you just said you don't know why. Duh. It
just doesn't catch my attention. Like, I guess I listen to a lot of weird stuff. Like dark wave. Do you like dark wave?
I have no idea what that is.
It's like EDM, but more like metal ish. No.
Mm-mm.
Nah. I don't know. I like I said, I like weird stuff.
I like a lot of different music, but I can't with the metal stuff. I don't mess with that.
I think you just need to get into the right kind of metal. Because, yeah, there is some that it's just, like,
no, because is it the ones that people are, like, screaming?
No. Oh. Like, I like a lot of metal, like, Swedish symphonic metal, which is different, way different. Like, you get the cellos and the violins in there, and it just sounds a lot different.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think you should listen to the Bad Bunny album, though. It's good.
I He's tried. A little skank, I really but... did. I mean, I tried because he was part of the WWE, like, during the pandemic, and he actually did pretty good at being a wrestler. So I'm like, let's give his music a shot. And I'm like, yeah, it's like, it's good. Mm-hmm. It's just not something I'd listen to regularly.
I don't know why I like it. Something with his voice. I don't know. Because he, like, mumbles.
He does. I don't know. But I a like lot.
It. Yeah. He's going to be in a Marvel. Did you know that?
Yes. He's supposed to be the first Latin American superhero.
I saw that the other day, and I was like, interesting.
Yeah. Did you see him in Bullet Train?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
Uh-huh. I will say that this is a spoiler, but he's hardly in the movie.
For real? And they show him in like half the trailer.
Yeah, and that's practically everything that's in the movie for him.
Oh my god.
Yeah. He's just a big selling point.
How is he going to do the Marvel thing? Because he's the main character, right?
No.
Oh, I thought they said he was.
No, I don't think he's the main character. And either way, his movie doesn't come out till 2025.
Well, because what I was going to say is because when he does interviews and stuff, you can tell he struggles speaking English sometimes. So I'm like, I wonder how he's going to do, if they're going to do like him speaking in Spanish and they do like subtitles.
Maybe Spanglish. I mean,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I don't know. It could be something interesting.
That's anyways, good for him, though. I saw something about him the other day that he, in 2016, was working at a grocery store bagging groceries. I'm like, that's crazy. That's only, what, six years?
Yeah.
And now he's in movies and doing all this crap? That's crazy. That's good.
Very much so.
Lucky bastard.
Very lucky. But anyways, we set a half an hour time limit, and we are just about done. This one definitely sounded a lot nicer than the last one. I guess
Until you listen back and then you talk shit about it for the third one.
I will not, and we will discuss whether or not you want the last one to be posted. But
Okay,
anyways,
fine, I'll listen to
thanks to everybody who's listening. Tell us where we could find you on social media.
it. I'm on accordingtokristen.com and on Instagram at, damn it, I always forget because I changed it. I think it's according to Kristen on Instagram. And also my personal Instagram is Chrissy409.
Awesome. For me, you can find me on dysfunctional.com, thisfunktional.com. Dysfunctional on just about everything. If you search it up, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, just about every social media, dysfunctional, that's probably me. Thank you for listening, everybody. Say bye, Kristen.
Bye.